Please be seated. Some of the lochas of the cover we give to the Sefer Torah, we spoke about the loch of Amida. There's a loch of Amida, the loch of Shtika. There's also a loch of Chazal instituted, two lochas of Chazal instituted. Before we go to the lochas of the actual Kriyas HaTorah itself, the Chazal instituted a concept that was known as Havas HaSefer, which is, it's interesting where Shulchan Aruch brings it down. Shulchan Aruch brings it down, actually, there's a Gelilah, which is at the end, and there's the loch of Havas HaSefer, showing the Sefer to the Tzibur. There's an Indian of showing the Sefer to the Tzibur, actually by the Svardim, they do that prior to the Kriyas HaTorah, and that's how it's brought down in the order of the Shulchan Aruch, the loch of showing the Ksav of the Sefer Torah to the Tzibur is done before Kriyas HaTorah. When they take out the Sefer Torah, they show the Ksav to the whole Tzibur as they're bringing it to the Bima, and then they read it. By the Ashkenazim, the Ksav is actually shown to the Tzibur at the end. When we do the Havas HaTorah, we show the Ksav to the Tzibur. But so part of the process of Hagba is not just to close up the Sefer Torah, because we really could do that on the Bima. The purpose of the Hagba is to show the Ksav to the Tzibur. That being so, there's a mitzvah upon the people which are there. The person should see the Ksav. When we do say the Sefer Torah, we only say it when you're able to actually see the Ksav. The person is standing behind and does not see the Ksav. He does not say the Sefer Torah so much as in Yisrael. He's not pointing to this actual scroll, the parchment. He's pointing to the Ksav. The Torah which we have from Moshe Rabbeinu is the Ksav. If you can't see the Ksav, you do not say the Sefer Torah so much. If a person does see the Ksav, so then he says he's supposed to be Kareya and towards the Sefer and say the Sefer Torah so much as in Yisrael. And the end of the phrase. Now, therefore, it is correct for the person who gets Hagba to make sure that he shows the Ksav to the whole Tzibur. He should be makabed a person with Hagba is able to hold the Sefer Torah enough to be able to turn it around that everybody in the Tzibur is able to see it. When he picks it up, he's supposed to, we have a rule, the person should always turn to Yamin. The Morris is Kalpinas, which your partner li Yamin. And then, so it's preferred to turn to the right before you turn to the left. Now, if you do it the way the Sardin do it, the person who's holding the Sefer Torah is holding with the Ksav facing away from him. He turns to his right. He's turning to his right and to the right of the Tzibur at the same time. He's showing the Sefer Torah to the right, to the Tzibur on the right at the same time. When you do it the way the Ashkenazim do it, where the Ksav is facing towards the person who's Magbia, stands to people of the Minig on simple Torah. Otherwise, so when he turns to his right, he is showing the Sefer Torah to the Tzibur, which is on the left side. Right? And when he turns to his left, he's showing the Sefer Torah to the Tzibur, which is on his right side. So at that point in time, what is proper for him to do? Is it proper for him to turn to his right, thereby showing the Sefer Torah to the left? Or turn to the left, thereby showing the Sefer Torah to the right? There's a difference of opinions in this, and therefore whatever you do, you have what to rely on. The way I understand it, I think the correct way to do it is the person should turn to the left, actually, thereby showing the Sefer Torah to the Yamin of the Tzibur before he turns to the other way. The person should be aware when he picks up the Sefer Torah, the Lachos of Hagba, a little bit, we'll just touch on some of the Lachos of Hagba, that a person should hold the Sefer Torah up. He should hold it up with a place where the Sefer Torah is sewn together in the middle. In case, Chas Shalom, there's any, one of the reasons is, if there's any tearing, it should take, because of the pressure, it should take place on the Ksav, which you're going to sew up afterwards, not anywhere else. When a person rolls the Sefer Torah, they should roll it on the Ksav, on the Tefer also. When you're rolling up the Sefer Torah, you should roll it on the Tefer. There is this Ashari Ephraim who says that nowadays people seem to be not careful with this halakha, and they roll it anywhere. He says it's not correct. Even nowadays, you should be careful to roll it. You should roll the Sefer Torah out with the sewing down the middle. So a person's rolling again by the Ashkenazim, not again by the Svardim, but the Ashkenazim, when they roll the Sefer Torah together, they're tightening it. They should be tightening it with the Tefer, where the place where it's sewn down the middle. When we close up the Sefer Torah and you tie it, it should be tied, preferably should be tied on the upper third of the Sefer Torah. The tie should be on the upper third of the Sefer Torah is the preferred place to place the tying. One last point on this halacha, because the person is doing the mitzvah of Hagba, Galila, etc., we do not want to exclude him from the other mitzvahs which are being done. The law is that we do not start the bracha for the haftarah until the Hagra and the Gula has been completed. We finished closing up the Sefer Torah, putting on the mantle, and now he's ready to listen to the brachas of that Torah also. He did not start the brachas of that Torah until we finished the Gula. The Hirots, and you say on Mondays and Thursdays, or Kelmol, is that you do not need to wait. So you don't have the minute to take this ever, hold the Sefer Torah up. You do not need to wait in that situation. But the bracha of Torah, we have to wait. And then another bracha, which is not familiar to people, you do not open. If you have two Sefer Torah, you're lighting from two Sefer Torah, it's a Rosh Chodesh and it's a Shabbos, you do not open up the second Sefer Torah. You do not open up the second Sefer Torah until you've finished closing the first one. People in a rush, that's, you know, he's busy rolling up, let's get the next one going. You can't do that. You have to wait till the first one is completed with. You know, oh, we're finished with that one, let's get the next one. That's exactly the point we're not supposed to do. You do not open the second Sefer Torah up until you have finished rolling up, closing up the first one with the mantle, and then you can open up the second Sefer Torah and proceed further. Have a good morning.